I have to say that I was disappointed with the response. This seems to be about as minimal a response to the European Court of Human Rights judgment as one could conceive. And it's still going to involve the retention of, what, hundreds of thousands of entirely innocent people on the database, not indefinitely, but now from periods up from 6 years up to 12 years. That still places England, Wales and Northern Ireland, to my knowledge, as the only jurisdictions in the world to retain such large amounts of innocent DNA information.
What does it say about the English way of treating innocent people?
There's a presumption, not of innocence, but of future guilt here. And I thought that came over very clearly with the minister this morning on radio, who, when asked why these innocent DNA profiles were being retained on the database, said that if these people re-offend, they can be brought to justice. Re-offend, which I find very concerning indeed. The only justification for retaining this DNA information is to improve detection rates. And we've been told some very cursory figures. For example, around about 4,000 crimes will not be detected if these innocent DNA profiles are removed from the database. One would like to know a great deal more. Are these serious crimes? Are these relatively small number of individuals who, for example, are serial burglars that account for a considerable volume of crime? We don't have that information at all. And we need that information to balance the ability to detect these crimes or improved ability to detect these crimes against infringement of the right to a private life, as stated by the European Court of Human Rights, of well over 800,000 innocent people on the database.
The proposals would see the size of the database being reduced, one imagines, in the short term, but then continuing to increase perhaps in the long term.
I don't think it would necessarily increase in the long term. You're going to go to a new steady state as people drop off the database after 6 to 12 years, but new people are brought onto the database. So my suspicion is that the database size itself probably wouldn't grow. It may well shrink in the short term. It will not grow, I suspect, dramatically beyond the size of the database at the moment, which is somewhere in the region of 5 million profiles.
What do you make of the proposals to destroy the original samples?
Well, I absolutely welcome that, because the original samples contain, obviously, all the information embodied in the DNA profile, plus the rest of your genetic information. Now, the police obviously have no particular plans to go into that, but there's always that concern that access to those original DNA samples could lay bare far greater amounts of genetic information than is used or exploited in DNA profiling in criminal casework. So, yes, I mean, this is all part of the right to a private life, and retention by the state of cellular samples and DNA from innocent people is not appropriate. So I certainly welcome that.
What about in cases whereby the original profile is called into question and a secondary testing of the sample is would be appropriate?
Well, that would be always in the context of an investigation of a crime with a particular suspect. And at that point, of course, you go to the suspect, and under law, you'd be the police would be entirely within their rights to take a fresh DNA sample.